Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today and happy Memorial Day weekend. We all hope you are safe, enjoying this beautiful weekend, maybe with family or friends, or just having a quiet weekend to yourself. We are in the last weekend of May, and May is Women's Health Month. Today on my show, I have actually a new provider for Wayne Memorial Women's Health Center. I have Dr. Sheila Hockman. Good morning, Dr. Hockman. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining the show. I know since Dr. Hockman has come on as one of our providers, I have grabbed her up for at least two occasions, one for our Women's Only Symposium and now for the radio show. So thank you.
Well, it was my pleasure.
And so you are an OBGYN, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, we'll talk a little more about that. But before we start, can you just tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, like how long you've been practicing? You're kind of new to the area here?
Kind of new. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just start off. I've been practicing for over 20 years. I come from a military family, so I'm accustomed to moving all around. I just happened to meet and marry a Pennsylvania boy when I was in college, and he's actually from the Bucks County area. Mm-hmm. So after we married, we came back up, and I spent majority of my life in Pennsylvania. That's where I went to medical school and residency, which was in the Allentown area. So that's it. And then I focused a lot of my career on doing rural medicine.
Oh, wonderful.
So
Right. And you know, what's kind of a rural place in Honesdale, PA, right?
Well, I have been more rural. Oh. Trust me. You know, this is a real metropolis, I should say.
Well, we are, you know, thank you for joining our family, because I do say it's a family because there are a lot of individuals that work here and really care about our community. So it's wonderful to have you on board. So I'd mentioned that you are an OBGYN. Can you tell our listeners what that means? Because we hear acronyms all the time, right? And people are like, what does that stand for? But can you explain that a little bit?
Well, OBGYN is just the short form of obstetrician and gynecologist. So the obstetrician portion takes care of you when you're pregnant and delivering your babies. And your gynecologist is the one that takes care of you throughout your reproductive life, mm-hmm. whether it's at the early stages at the very beginning or through to the end of your life.
Right. And so the ages of females that you usually see, what ages do you start at?
I personally see them age 12 through the end of their life. Mm-hmm. And there are specialized gynecologists that actually see pediatrics for, you know, congenital defects.
Okay. Regarding, you know, females, right? Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, let's talk about kind of some of, we won't go through every decade of a woman's life because we only have 15 minutes for the show. But say, you know, for a 12-year-old, like, why would, you know, a 12-year-old come and make an appointment?
Years ago, I would have said it was because they've just started their period. They don't know how to manage it. They don't know how to track it. They're new to proper hygiene and so on. But the average age of girls starting their period years ago was age 12. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing it trending downwards more towards 10, 8 years old, which to me is mind-boggling, but I think it has a lot to do with our nutrition compared to mm-hmm. many, many years ago is so much better.
Right. But say, you know, if you did have a 12-year-old that needed to see you for the first time, you would go over kind of the basics that we just talked about, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 99% of the time they've got a parent in there. It's usually their mother. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I see dads.
Yes, right. Or grandparents nowadays, right?
Sure. And we go through That's exactly everything that we were talking about right. with both of them so that they're both on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Right. And which is really important because sometimes it could be scary for a young girl to go through all that stuff. And they don't necessarily have someone to talk to. So when they come and see a provider like yourself, they may feel more comfortable. And is that really sometimes the beginning of a bond with that patient that you kind of see throughout the years?
It is. It starts early. If they're not coming in right at the time that they start their period, then they're coming in their mid to late teens for birth control, mm-hmm. which is always an interesting conversation with the parent in the room. Because, of course, you have to ask the crucial question, are you sexually active? Mm-hmm. And if there's a parent in the room, it's always no. If the parent is out of the room, well, you can guess.
Right, exactly. So you're there for them. And then the next stage are having a baby, right? Correct. And so you can see them through that process as well, right?
Correct. Yes, we take them through the entire 9+ months of having a child, delivering the child. We see them back postpartum and even other circumstances of fertility issues. Mm-hmm. We help them to get that pregnancy mm-hmm. that they desire.
Right. And how important, because, you know, you do hear, it's not that often, but you, I'm sure, experienced patients that may come in if they, you know, find out they're pregnant, or they may not seek care till months 6 or 7 to gestational. Obviously, that's not recommended, correct? It's important to start in the beginning so you can track their pregnancy, gestation and all that stuff, right?
Correct. We like to see them as early as possible. Mm-hmm. Usually once you have your missed period and have a home pregnancy test that's positive, I would recommend that you call the office. Let's set things up. Let's confirm that we have a viable pregnancy. Mm-hmm. We can do lab work. We can do an ultrasound. And then get you in to start the ball rolling on mm-hmm. your prenatal care.
Which is so important. Exactly. Again, for positive outcomes, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing more difficult pregnancies as time seems to go on. And a lot of it's related to along with the better nutrition we have nowadays, then we see moms that are heavier. And mm-hmm. with heavier moms, we have more medical problems associated with that and so on.
Right. Like I've heard in the past, like preeclampsia, gestational diabetes, right?
Exactly.
Which, again, has to do with, you know, the whole body health of the women, even before they're pregnant.
Exactly.
Right. And then there's after, you know, I mean, like we said, we had our women's only symposium, and we probably surveyed the room. Many of us are out of that childbearing years. We're over that stage of our lives and think that maybe we don't need to see, you know, someone like you. But would you recommend that we continue that care moving forward?
Absolutely. At that symposium, when they found out I was an OBGYN, some of the older ladies were like, I don't need you, I don't need you. And they just like ran away from me. I felt very awkward.
But that wasn't the case. I mean, well, it was the case, but what was your response?
Well, one of them I couldn't catch because she was in a scooter. She went faster than me. But I tell them, you know, your GYN health right. doesn't stop when you have your last baby. And, you know, like we've talked about before, I have had patients over the years that say, well, I stopped going when I had my last child. How old's your last child? 40. Oh, well, girl, you know, we got to get you in.
Right.
Because what they don't realize is that as you get older, your risk of breast cancer increases. You know, you're at higher risk of all sorts of issues. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get on a good maintenance plan, so to speak, things can be difficult.
Right. So, you know, coming for, you know, you may hear too is, well, I see my primary care for, you know, my blood pressure, my diabetes and stuff like that. What you do, like you said, is a little different. It's that women's reproductive system that you may not be having babies anymore, but there's other issues that can develop later on in life.
Correct. We like to recommend staying current on your mammograms. After the age of 65, you need to be having bone density scans, and that one right there is a big, big thing that a lot of people neglect to do, because once you have a hip fracture, your mortality rate really goes off the charts. And that's something that's so preventable. So mammogram,
right,
bone density, make sure you're having your colon cancer screening, which nowadays they've made it so easy, they'll ship you a box.
Right, right.
You know?
You don't have to do all that prep work or go into the office and have a colonoscopy, right?
How much easier could it be? You poop in a box, the UPS picks it up.
Right, and then you get the results from your doctor's office. Really? No, you're serious, right? Mm-hmm. And again, it is, and to have those things done yearly or whatever the recommended guidelines is, it's so important for anyone, you know, in our community, you know, male, females, you know, kids, whatever age, to do those screenings. But women, definitely the mammogram and, you know, any other gynecological screenings that may be recommended. Family history.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's a big indicator of what kind of health care you need to have going forward. And part of that also is mental health.
Right.
Which we really focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the later stages in life, or midlife, as people like to call it, as you know, we've moved out of that phase of being mothers where we're now caretakers of our mothers and our fathers. And that is a big burden when you have adult children and you have aging parents. You see a lot of depression, anxiety at this stage, and a lot of women do feel more comfortable addressing it.
Right.
At, for example, an annual exam.
As opposed to just if you didn't have that appointment, just kind of keeping it inside where it can cause issues later. Trust me, I understand that. You know, my mother just passed in October, but I was her primary caregiver when she moved up here. But I also still have children, not at home, but they're adulting now, right? But they still need you. And then you have your parents that you're taking care of. Many, many women are, or people are in that situation. And, you know, that's why this year's theme, Women's Health, Whole Health, Prevention, Care, and Well-Being. Mental health is well-being. It's so important for these individuals. What are some recommendations that women can do overall just to keep healthy? You know, we talked about those annual exams, which are really important. But what else do you recommend?
And that is only part of it. I always tell my patients, how are you sleeping? Getting enough sleep. That is something that is so underrated. Everybody says, oh, you need 8 hours of sleep. Well, you know what? Not everybody does. But some people, like myself, I function well on a full 6 hours uninterrupted. Now, my husband, on the other hand, sleeps 10 hours. If he doesn't get 10 hours, he's a grumpy McGee. So everyone's different, but make sure it's a good, healthy sleep 8 hours, roughly. Try to eat healthy. That doesn't mean go on some crazy diet. No, that is not what I'm saying. Go back to your elementary school food pyramid. Eat healthy like that. Drink your water. Get some kind of exercise. I don't mean go out and let's everyone become marathon runners.
By no means. Right.
We'll keep the orthopedist busy with
exactly.
But just walking, you know, if you can take the stairs once a day, you know, do it.
Right. I mean, I know that I do try to stay active all the time because it helps with, you know, my physical, my mental. That's the big thing for me. That's why I do what I do, is because it really helps me think more straight and stuff like that, which is so important for all of us.
Also, taking time for yourself, that's number one, even if it's 15 minutes or an hour. And then if you're still in a long-term relationship, take time out for yourself, yourselves, I should say.
Right, which is so important. And so you are, again, you just started this week, right?
I know, you guys are killing me.
We really like you. And so you are seeing patients in the Honesdale office, right, and the Dingman's Ferry office?
Correct.
Which is out in Lords Valley or Dingman's. Yep.
Correct.
Right there in Pike County. Wonderful. And the phone number that they can call, 570-253-3005, right, to make appointments.
Yes.
With you, which is great. So can you believe we have reached our 15-minute time limit? You have done an amazing job. Really, no, the information that you have shared with our listeners, I think, is so helpful. Just, you know, if we can reach that you know, that women out there that say, oh, should I go or shouldn't I? Yes, they should come and make an appointment. Right?
Even if they've had a hysterectomy.
Right.
Like I tell them, you still have a vagina, sweetheart. You still have boobs.
Right. And you need to take care of them.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Hockman, I am so happy that you joined us on the show today. I really appreciate you for being on. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us and have a great day.